Alrighty, alrighty. Welcome back to the Human Podcast, and boy, did I choose a week to fucking just throw in a random episode. Oh my god. Like, the most, like, news, you know, heavy week in the world, and it's like, eh. You know, never talk about it, and it's like, because I recorded everything way beforehand.
Fine. That's hilarious.
So, yeah, everyone knows that Charlie Kirk got shot, you know. And I'm Alex Truck and all that bullshit. But, yeah, Charlie Kirk got shot, and that's awful. And I don't feel bad for anyone that has lost their job because they went on the internet with their full name and face.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fucking stupid.
It was hilarious to watch people crying.
Literally, our corporate sent out a letter saying, do not, you're welcome to feel what you feel, but if you comment on social media, you are the face of us and you will get fired.
Exactly.
And I'm just like, damn, people were doing that shit. Okay, that's just like when, like, all of a sudden, like, labor nurses were posting, like, their ick on, like, obviously partners who were, like, not being helpful in a delivery suite, but, like, a lot of them got fired, too.
Well, like, I've seen videos of, you know, people at, doctors that you get, like, pap smears at and stuff?
Your gynecologist?
Yeah, there's, like, a four-letter word for it.
Gyno?
No, Courtney, like, what am I thinking of? Like, it's like a, you know, like PTSD, but like, you know, I don't know why I can't think of the fucking name.
It is
a gynecologist, yes.
Yeah!
But, like, there's like a... Why can't I...
Oh my god, I'm so excited to figure out what it is you're thinking of.
Oh my god.
Please Google the most random thing you can.
Four letter word for gynecologist.
Gyno.
No. OBGYN.
That's five.
It's like, okay. OBGN, but you know.
No, that's five. No wonder I couldn't help you. That's five letters.
You know. So yeah. But people were going to, you know, the OBGYN. And like the nurses from this place. We're like after, you know, like the patient was out, so they weren't like posting the patient, but like they're like, you know, taking photos and taking videos of like the fluids left behind, like, ew.
Yeah, there's a lot of fluid during birth. Is disgusting and foul.
Well, it was like, you know, pap smears and stuff like that. It's like, and like on the, like the fucking paper where, you know, fluids are supposed to get, and like,
yeah,
and it's like they were losing their fuck. I'm like, good. If you are immature and dumb, you know, get the fuck out.
What are you talking about?
If you're an immature doctor,
uh-huh,
and, you know, and you say some stupid shit, sorry. Get you know.
Yeah.
Okay. You shouldn't be a doctor.
I mean, you should learn to shut your mouth and be aware of your patient, be respectful of your patients.
Yeah, of course. But yeah, these people would go on TikTok for a fucking TikTok. And it'll be like the entire fucking office. And it's like, well, guess what? You all fucking just lost your jobs.
Yeah.
And now this fucking video.
Well, this is where fucking HIPAA shit is. This is what HIPAA shit's supposed to do right here.
Well, like, you know, they you know, saved themselves legally because they didn't, you know, announce who the patient was. But they were going on and like, oh, look at this. Oh, my God. You know, and just, you know, showing like the various fluids and like laughing and giggling about it. I'm like,
it should be normalized, but not made fun of. That's,
yeah, exactly. I'm like, don't fucking, you know, do that shit.
There's a lot of stupid, nasty stuff that comes out of my fucking, is it a hatchet wound?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. No.
But you don't bleed from it.
Not anymore. And thank God for that.
Yeah, every time I see this, I'm like, you know, okay, you know, you have the freedom to say what you want, and your boss still has the freedom to fire you for saying it online.
Pretty much.
But if you're just, like, you know, saying it among your friends, you know, your boss has no fucking power.
Like, if it's on social media, it's there forever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They'll post it on fucking YouTube, and then it gets on the fucking news. And then they're like, oh, this person works at this business. And then they're like, which one of you MAGA fucking pieces of shit sent this to my boss? I'm like, the news? The mainstream media? The fuck are you talking about, dude?
Yeah.
It's like, no one celebrated, no one laughed, no one giggled when the Twin Towers came down. And I'm sure there was at least one bad person in the Twin Towers.
It was an inside job.
Well, it was actually an outside job.
Nah,
they flew the plane from the outside to the inside.
I know, but the building fell the way it falls when you're deconstructing it.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. It didn't fall the way it should have felt being hit by a plane directly. It doesn't matter. Still a bunch of people died, and it was
That does matter. The thing I feel the worst about 9/11 is that all the first search and rescue dogs were getting so sad that all they were finding were dead bodies, that their handlers were, like, being pretended to be, like, in the rubble so the dogs could, like, find live bodies.
Yeah, just bring out, you know, some...
That made me sad. The poor dogs were sad that they weren't finding... They weren't rescuing live people. It was making them sad. Poor doggos.
But yeah. And you know, they're like, 9/11, never forget. No one has ever forgotten.
Okay, 9/11 basically took over Pearl Harbor. Everyone, before 9/11, it was always, oh, Pearl Harbor. Second 9/11 happened, everyone dropped Pearl Harbor in the dust. And one day, something else is going to happen, and 9/11 will be dropped in the dust.
Oh, no, 9/11, you know, is going to turn into, like, a hamburger and hot dog holiday.
Oh my God.
Just like the 4th of July.
My dad would wear full black on 9/11. It was fucking weird.
Is your dad me? I wear full black, like, every day. Look at me. I'm right now wearing
full black. Weren't mourning for some weird reason for people you weren't related to and expected everyone around you to also be as sad as you were.
It's still sad when...
Like, he would fucking cry.
Yeah, I mean, it.
Like, when he went to work, he would, like, wear black under his clothes and have, like, a black armband and make sure he told everyone what that armband was for.
Yeah, I mean, like...
He was so self-righteous.
Here's the thing that does annoy me, though, is the people that are, you know, clout chasing and saying, oh, I'm, you know, doing this for Charlie Kirk, you know, and they'll, like, you know, post a video, I'm going to church for Charlie Kirk. It's like, good. I'm sorry. Yeah, you know, I'm glad you're going to church. Just do it. You don't have to post it online. Just do it. You know? Don't fucking go online and be like, look what I'm doing. I'm a good person. I feel like that, you know, negates all the goodness from it.
100% it does.
It's like, you could just be like, hey, you know, I'm going to change my life because this happened. Cool. Do it. Be a better person because something happened. You know, be nicer to someone because, you know, something happened. Cool. You know, it's like...
So, like, this is my biggest problem with religion, where people, like, they need religion in order to be good. They can't just be good on their own. They have to be threatened with eternal damnation for them to be good people. And that always pissed me off.
Oh, my God.
It's like, be good or you're going to hell. It's Santa Claus on crack.
I know someone exactly like that.
Yeah, you call him dad. It's fine.
Oh, God. How did you know? Did I say it before?
I'm friends with your dad on Facebook. It's fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess you know.
I know all about it, yes.
I'm sure you love everything you post.
Oh, no. I'm rarely ever on Facebook. That's like the fucked up part. It's like... You know, I...
What is your mainstream social media platform, then?
Nothing!
But you don't use Facebook, so what do you use?
YouTube! Yes, that is. YouTube.
It is! But do you have, like, friends on YouTube?
Yes!
Or are those just followers?
Well, no, like, I...
You know what? My questions are...
So, like, the guy I went to go talk to, the guy with the beard and the cowboy hat...
There were multiple dudes with cowboy
hats. The one that I specifically went up and, you know, I shook
his hand.
The one
where you had to shake his hand?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, like...
I don't mean it like that.
After, you know, he realized who it was, he's like, oh, dude, Alex, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, he had a whole bunch of shit going on because he is actually, like, involved with CSSA and, you know, Teddy and, you know, all those people. So he, you know, had a full plate, too.
Yeah.
Just he didn't go up and speak. But, yeah, I mean, like, I watch his channel on YouTube, too. Hmm. You know, and he comes in with, you know, all the...
Do you have a channel?
No.
Then what's the point?
This, you know, I guess is a channel on a fucking podcast. I'm not going to get on YouTube. Are you kidding me?
Or are you on Reddit or are you on YouTube more?
I'm on fucking YouTube. Like, I do Reddit, you know, like, here mostly.
Hmm.
And then I'm like, okay. And then it's like, you know, then I'll go to, like, Straight Arrow News. You know, boom. Because, like, all the others are like, pay us money. But Straight Arrow News doesn't do that. Because
someone's paying them.
I mean, like, you go through and it's like, do you see any fucking ads? No.
Excuse me.
And I love that. So, yeah, I mean, it's just unbiased, straight facts. You know, a lot of it's fucking, you know, political shit, though. So I'm like, you know, I was like, wait until it all, you know, kind of calms the fuck down. But yeah, see, it'll do, you know, right media miss, left media miss, and just, you know, what coverage percentage everything got. You know. So, yeah, I mean, I do like unbiased news. I also kind of enjoy, like, watching, you know, Trump go fucking, you know, like, I'm going to do this. And then a judge be like, no. You know, like.
I mean, that is the true goal of having a three body part, though.
I mean, that's the great thing about having a government is, you know, checks and balances. You know, because if Trump was, you know, able to, you know, go like, I'm going to do this, and no one was able to stop him, then, yeah, that'd be fucked up. But, you know, he's like, I'm going to, you know, anybody born in this country, you know, to, you know, Mexican parents, I'm going to kick you out. And like, some judge was like, dude, no. He's like, all right, we'll drop it. News? Don't cover that no more. Okay, we're going to do something new. And he does so much stuff that, like, the old stuff gets buried. And...
Yeah, because the social media is all about red and blue paint. There's no longer purple. No one wants to come together. And I mean, if you show stories of people coming together, well, that's not good. The government doesn't want you to see that. The government wants you to see strife and then feel fear.
Here's how I, you know... I came up with this whole fucking bit in my truck the other day. Is, you know, America is like divorced parents fighting for their children's love. You know, you got, you know, the mother, you know, Democrats and the father Republicans. You know, the mothers are like, oh yeah, we'll support you in whatever you want. You know, but like unrealistic, you know, expectations. Yeah, you can do whatever. You can be an astronaut, sure. And, you know, the Republicans are like, dad, but, you know, strict but fair. And, you know, each parent is telling lies about the other parent. It's like, oh, your mother cheated on me and, you know, with like seven other dudes. And then the mom's like, your dad beat me. And it's like, all right, who are you going to believe now?
You choose who you get to believe. You're deciding your own reality.
Exactly. That's why we have like a 50-50 split of Democrats and Republicans in this country. Believe whatever you want to believe.
Wait, so is fucking... The red pill and the blue pill, is that movie just a commentary on the government?
Pretty much, yes. You know, that you know, like, I try not to get...
What happens if you take both pills? Can you take both pills?
Centralist.
So what happens then in the movie?
Then you fucking vote for Kanye West and waste your vote.
Because my vote is meaningless.
Yeah, if voting worked, they wouldn't let you do it. But, you know, they like to give you a sense of control of power.
So why should it's I like, oblige?
Because it makes you feel better.
It does not make me feel better. It
makes me feel better.
I am very happy.
I'm like the younger brother that my older brother gave me the unplugged fucking controller while he's playing a video game. Like, you're doing such a good job. Yeah, you are. Oh, my gosh. Look at us. We're winning together.
Yeah, I choose to be the unplugger.
Yeah, it's like, you could just, like, you know, get up and leave the room, like, hey, I'm not even fucking, you know, playing, fuck you. Oh
my god, English is such a dreadful language.
It is.
It's gonna be so hard to learn.
But guess what? The government is all in it together. It's fine. I don't care. I pay my taxes. I do what I'm supposed to do. I'm 34. I'm close to death, I am sure. And, you know, I'm not having any kids. Now, I feel bad for everyone that has kids, for damn sure. Your kids are fucking in for it. You know, my parents' kids were in for it. You know, everyone has to suffer. Misery loves company. You go out, you suffer too, just like I had to suffer. And we'll call it good.
Sometimes I accidentally fall into the mentality and I'm like, no, that's not a happy place to be. And I pull myself back out. I hate it when I realize I'm in that mood. I'm like, if I'm upset, everyone has to be upset. But then later I'm like, wait, I don't want everyone to be upset just because I'm upset. That's not fair to everybody.
I mean, like when I'm in my truck, I yell at people on the road. And
yeah,
it's like my favorite thing to do.
It's the most annoying thing to do. You don't even stop when you're the passenger.
Because people are bad at driving.
The only person who can shut them up on drives is his mama.
Yeah.
For reals. I was the fucking...
You know, though, when we were in Puerto Rico, he didn't do it as much.
I hate people that, you know, can't read signs, that, you know, are like, I'm going to fucking speed and then get in front of you and then slam on my brakes. It's like, I deal with it all day, every day. And I'm just like, all right, you know, maybe, you know, these are the people to kill. Not left, not right, bad drivers.
Have you seen the most recent road signs in Colorado Springs? It says, get cut off, shake it off.
Yeah, no, they've had those for months.
First time I saw it, I immediately cut somebody off just because I could. And I felt really bad afterwards. Like, I gave into my fucking impulsive decision and I felt really bad afterwards.
Get cut off? You know, cut off their fucking heads. Like, that's what you should do. Is it like... But, you know, I'm not supposed to be a violent person. I'm supposed to be zen and nice and peaceful. And I try really hard. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can just... And I've come up with this realization. And I don't know if it's a trick that I've, like, tricked myself into or if it's, like, a real fucking thing. But if I, you know, get the anger, if it hits, and I don't feed it for, like, a minute and a half... That's it. Just a minute and a half, 90 seconds. It goes away. I get distracted by some other shit. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, no, like it's all fine. I'm never going to see that person ever again.
It's easier to forgive insults that are from people you don't know as opposed to someone you know. Yeah. Insult's not the word I wanted to use, but it's the word that came out of my mouth.
Like,
but that's like kind of counterproductive because sometimes we teach the people closest to us shittier because they love us and they're supposed to love us. And then it sucks because we're supposed to be treating them better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if it's someone that I fucking know, I'll you know, come up and say something. But if it's someone on the road that I'll never see again, or if it's someone at an airport that I'll never see again, what are you doing?
She's being a cat.
Okay, yeah, go ahead and bite all that shit. I don't care.
You get that cardboard, Momo.
Then I don't care. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And, you know, it's taken a long time to get there.
But, Momo is in such a mood.
Yeah, because we fucking fed her late.
Fine.
She gets to be in a mood.
Yeah, she does deserve to be in a mood. She did get dinner very late.
So, but yeah, now we're back on the whole, you know, thing. So, yep, it's said that Charlie Kirk got shot. Don't go out on the, like, I have a friend that got fired from their job for, you know, saying some shit.
Yeah, I believe that 100%. Lots of people were stupid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say, I'll tell you after. the podcast. You know him.
But, you know, if it was a person on the other side, you know, they'd be doing the same exact thing.
Like, if, you know, if it was, like, Kamala Harris that got shot, and, you know, I'm like, hell yeah, Kamala Harris got shot, and then I got fired from my job, I'm like, yeah, no, fair, valid.
You know?
I don't think these people should get fired from their job. I think they should have, you know, the freedom to say and think what they want to say. But, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. hey, there you go, a little bit of consequence for your action. You know, a consequence for being an evil fucking person, but... You know, go ahead and, you know, have your thoughts, but, you know, you should just, you know, sometimes keep some things in private. You know, like, there's times where I'll see, you know, someone, you know, I'm like, ugh. Like if I see, like, a, you know, an 800-pound dude, you know, like, in a fucking, you know, wheelchair or whatever, you know, get on a fucking plane, I'm like, I hope he's not sitting next to me. It's a mean thought, and I keep it in my head, but I still think it. I'm like, oh, dude, I hope that fucking fat giant guy doesn't sit next to me. And then, you know, if he does, he turns out to be, like, a really nice dude. And I'm like, god damn. Like, I wish I didn't have, like, that prejudice in my head, you know, to think, like, this person that's different, you know, is worse or bad.
But then you realize that and you're able to think, you're able to be more aware the next time you come across that situation.
But then again,
but you have the ability. So, like, you're ingrained to like form like there's stuff you learn from parents that, like, you don't even notice bias, like that kind of stuff, like microaggressions. But, like, once you do realize them, then you're able to change your behavior, or at least anticipate that behavior and be able to change your actions. If you can't control your thoughts, you can at least control your actions.
Yeah, and I do my very best to control my actions. Like, I don't judge, you know, people based on, you know, who they are or where they're from or anything like that. I give everyone an individual judgment, and I'm like, okay, this guy is a fucking piece of shit. And, you know, it's like, I've met, like, some of the nicest people I've met, you know, have been from, you know, other countries. And then
yeah, because they're not fucking American.
But then I've met,
they're not dicks.
I've met some of the biggest assholes in the world from other countries.
Oh, does country really matter after I've just said that so spectacularly?
I mean, like, someone like
them. Honestly, when you're in another country and you're not at home, sometimes you behave worse because no one you know is actually around you.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like I've seen, like.
But that's just like religion all over again. The person that they value to be important is not there, therefore they can do whatever the fuck they want to. They are not responsible for holding themselves back. The environment around them is. And if that person's not there, well, too bad, so sad. They get to do what the fuck they want. And it's that other person's fault for not being there.
Well, it's like, you know, I stay in hotels all the time. And I've seen, like, you know, a group of French people come in and destroy the entire breakfast area. Like, rip the fucking nozzle off, like, the, you know, pancake, you know, batter. You know, just, you
I
know.
Mean, can you blame them?
Yes, I can. Fucking, you know, act like a normal fucking person and not fucking come out here and destroy everything because these stupid Americans will clean it up.
I can't imagine pancakes at a hotel can taste that good.
Well, it's waffle mix, but, you know, okay. Same thing.
Like Belgian waffle or regular?
Yeah, like Belgian waffles, like deep fucking, you know, cups and everything. Yeah.
I love Belgian waffles.
But yeah, and then like as the front desk person's cleaning up their fucking mess, they're like still like stepping on the fucking person and treating them like subhuman. I'm like, what the fuck, guys? Seriously? You come on, fuck up all this shit, and then you know, act like this?
Yeah, because no one's holding them back, so it's not their fault.
Yeah, and then you know, they get all offended, like, I'm like, you know, you are fucking putting a bad example for French people right now. Now the next time I see a fucking French person, I'm going to think they're going to be just like you. And they could be super fucking nice. I've met nice fucking French people and asshole fucking French people. It's like, you know, if you're, you know, outside your country, be a good representation. That means you Americans, if you're going to a different fucking country, do not be a piece of shit to where I see your fucking news story out here, because it makes it embarrassing for me if I go to that country and they're like, oh, they're fucking Americans. Great. Okay, Mo. That's cool.
She fast as fuck, boy.
So. Yeah. Let's get into some fucking news stories. So, from the BBC, a pot breaks as Nigerian chef attempts to cook the largest Yolof rice dish. Okay, Mo. I love you, too. Thousands gathered in Lagos to watch the world record bid for well-known food influencer who in 2023 held the title for the longest cooking marathon. Her recipe for jollof, a popular, I might be saying that wrong. Let me actually look up how to say this. That way I'm not, a fucking, piece of shit. Let's see. Boom. P-R-O. Pronunciation, please.
Jollof.
Jollof.
Not bad.
They're cooking the largest dish of jollof rice. And...
like, is this Guinness World Record shit? Or...
yeah, Guinness World Record shit. It included 8,800 pounds of rice, 500 cartons of tomato paste, 600 kilograms of onions, all poured into a custom-made pot that can hold 23,000 liters. The dish took 9 hours to cook, but despite two attempts, it was not possible to weigh the enormous pot of food. Yeah, like the leg had broken, so like they couldn't fucking weigh it, and they sent off the shit, but they're like, yeah, tough. You don't get shit for it. And honestly, I feel like the Guinness Book of World Records is a huge scam anyway.
I think it's dumb as fuck. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm pretty damn sure you have to pay to, like, even submit anything to them. And then pay...
really?
Yeah.
Like, does the Guinness World Record have the longest chihuahua on a skateboard?
Probably not. How much does it cost to enter into the Guinness Book of World Records? Generally costs nothing to apply to break an existing record with the standing up. However, you must pay a $5 non-refundable fee to propose a new record title. There is an additional cost for the services like priority application, $800 for a faster review, or hiring a Guinness Book of World Records adjudicator to verify your attempt for the day of the event. New titles are $1,000. Existing titles are $800 for... the standard is 12 weeks.
For a short time, we had a relief check at my last job, and she claimed she was trying to submit to the Guinness World Records for most cats being touched, highest number of cats being pet by one person. I don't know if she ever did it or not, but she was pretty confident she could do it because she could prove, like, all the patients that she's met at work and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, I don't think that's enough, but you do you, boo. I never bothered to look her up, though. I don't remember her name. She had flat, long black hair.
So yeah, apparently it does cost...
it's really pretty hairy.
It does cost like a bunch of fucking money. To, get real fucking people there. But, this lady that did cook this dish, gave it out to everybody.
Excellent.
That was there.
Whoa, shoot, Momo.
Yeah, she's been, crazy. She's been...
quite honestly, I thought my door got opened or something.
Yeah, no, Mochi keeps running around being all crazy. So, yeah, I mean, this is like a good fucking story.
I'm just happy all the food didn't spill out and everyone still got to eat it.
Everyone still got to eat it.
That's the most important part as far as I'm concerned.
Hilda Baki, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that.
So was she trying to beat her own record?
It was, no, she did like the longest, like, fucking, the longest cooking marathon before was her record before. But yeah, I mean, yeah, she did, Baki won a competition for her version of jollof rice in 2021, then became a national sensation in 2023 when she claimed the world's cooking marathon record, an exhausting 93 hours and 11 minutes. Jesus Christ, nearly 4 days of straight cooking. Yeah, she wins. Just give her the record. I'm not even coming close to that. 4 days of straight cooking. She's amazing. And honestly, African food is phenomenal. Like, I would love to go to Africa.
It'd be cool.
I mean, I have African friends that, you know, cook me authentic African food. And it's really good. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know. But that's why you meet, you know, friends from around the world, you know, and you know, be like, hey, let's share, you know, food. You know, show me something from your country, and I'll show you something from mine. And then they come in with, you know, some fucking, you know, fresh kebabs or something like that. And then you're like, hey, here's pizza. Here's a McDonald's. You know, that's what we do here.
My God.
The next story, Ontario teen fails to perfect road test because Tesla was too high tech.
I thought you were just going to say the Tesla was too high.
Tesla was too high, man. So, yeah, North Bay family is raising concerns about Ontario's road test after their teenager failed her Class G driving exam despite earning a perfect score. So nothing was done incorrectly in the car, but since the car essentially could drive itself,
well, I shouldn't be using a Tesla then if they're going to use that as a marker for the test.
But nothing was done wrong.
But if they're going to blame the kid for driving a Tesla, then they should have,
yeah, they should have, like, you know, cut it out to begin with. But since the test taker allowed the Tesla to do it, you know, they should just be like, oh, well,
no, that should be a bad call on the tester's part.
Yeah. And like,
well, no. So, like, was it auto driving while she was like supposed to be in control?
Well, no. So what the Teslas do now is they, you know, can like see red lights and like automatically, you know, hit the brakes. They'll like, you know, apparently like beep at you when the light turns green.
Okay.
Eventually, we are going to reach the point where all cars are automated, right? Like, eventually, that's going to be a thing. Right now, we're in the phase where cars still need to be operated manually. So, children should be tested on how to do it manually until everyone has an automatic driving car, and then none of this matters anymore. Does that make sense?
Well, what I find crazy about this story is California DMV stepped in, clarifying that the regenerative braking alone should not be grounds for failure, and the student's result was later changed to a pass. They did pass.
What? That's amazing.
But in Arizona, you know, last year, another teen's test was initially failed under suspicion that the Tesla was in, you know, full self-driving, even though this car didn't have the system installed.
Wait, so you can, it can show that the car is using it but not look like it?
No.
Like, isn't there like an icon on like the dashboard being like you're using automotive mode?
Probably. I've never actually been inside a Tesla.
I've never been inside a Tesla either. Courtney, have you been inside a Tesla?
No.
Yeah. So.
God, we're such fucking peons.
It doesn't matter. Like,
we're at the bottom of the middle class.
I can go order. I can go, you know, get a Tesla.
Quite honestly, even if I had the money, I wouldn't get a Tesla.
Uh-uh.
No, I wouldn't get a Tesla.
So
I'd get a Subaru.
I need something inexpensive to crash.
Yeah, exactly.
You both know that I could crash a Tesla, right? You both understand that.
Yes, Teslas crash on their own. They don't need your help. So, now, I think this is a story about Courtney's grandma. Elderly woman conned by romance, scammer posted as stranded astronaut. Police said the victim told the fake astronaut's spaceship was under attack, and they warned people to be suspicious if they're asked for money from someone that they have met online. An 80-year-old woman in Japan sent money to an online fraudster who told her that the astronaut was stranded on a spaceship and needed the cash to buy oxygen.
No!
It gets way fucking worse.
Oh, I feel so sad.
The scammer told the victim, who lives in Japan's North Hokkaido Island, that the that he was an astronaut, and they continued to develop their online relationship. The fraudster eventually told her that he was in space on a spaceship right now, and he was under attack and in need of oxygen. Police in Hokkaido said the victim, who lives alone, then was persuaded to transfer around 1 million yen, or 5,000 pounds.
Fuck, that's a lot of money for
Yeah,
her.
I mean, like, let's see
how... That's a lot of money for her.
That's about $6,737 in U.S.
It's a lot of money for an 80-year-old.
It is, especially in Japan. Officers believe that the exchange was a part of a romance scam when fraudsters take advantage of people seeking love. You know, like, I feel so bad for this. I hope
feel
this
so
is
bad for her.
I hope this like is just like a made up fucking story, but you know,
clickbait.
It'd be cool, but you know, I can see it happening. I can 100% see it happening. Just, you know, people being, you know, easily manipulated, and you know, you say the right things and.
Okay, one time a scam caller got a hold of me, and I was like, I'm going to fuck with this dude. But, like, he kept trying, but, like, sometime during the conversation, he decided I was a movie star and was trying to tell me that he loved me. And I'm just like, fucking people buy this shit? Like, he was trying to gaslight me into thinking I was a movie star. I was just like,
you're
what?
A movie star? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, he was like, I've seen you in movies. And I'm like, what movies? He's like, all your movies. And I'm like, okay, can you name a movie? And he names a random movie, and I'm like, I was not in that movie. He was like, oh, you must have been an extra. And I'm like, then how the fuck did you see me on the screen? After that, he hung up.
Yeah, people are dumb. So, you know. But it's not as bad as the Samsung $1,800 fridge is going to be showing you ads.
What?
So, you know those fucking Samsung fridges.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I want.
Yeah, that you want.
I do. I'm not going to deny it. I still love the idea of a touchscreen on a fridge. It's the dumbest idea. It's a fucking total hokey fucking thing.
As long as you acknowledge it, that's all that matters.
I will 100% acknowledge. You know, any fucking high-tech refrigerator is a dumb thing. 100%. I agree. But I still love it, okay?
You're allowed to love it, but I'm also allowed to look down on you for
it. There's people that, like, want barbed wire around their bicep as a tattoo.
Hey, that's hot.
Dumb tattoo idea.
No,
dumb.
Fucking hot. Okay, any like armband across the bicep, I'm here for. I'm not going to lie. Obviously, tribals are like the ultimate, but I'll take barbed wire. I don't care what like, that makes me sound like.
I do want tribals, and it's a dumb idea. I'm not going to do it.
You'd be so good in tribals and like a lip piercing and maybe a man bun.
Oh, hell no.
With, like, the long hair, like, Fabio
hell
style?
Okay, no.
If you want to have long hair, it has to be up in a man bun for a dude.
Oh, no.
Like, you
know,
man bun?
Absolutely.
Okay,
I would kick my own ass if I had a man bun. Hell
okay, they're
no.
just a side effect of long hair.
No.
Yes.
Like dude.
Your hair was so long when we first went out.
Yeah, it's cool, and I fucking wore it back. You know.
Mm-hmm. You let me play with it.
This is, like, you know, like my hair now.
I know. And as long as you're happy with it.
This is, I enjoy not having hair in my face and having to fucking put it up. Like, I don't enjoy having to, you know, have a responsibility that's, like, on the same level as a cat. Like, on my head at all times. So, but Samsung confirms its $1,800 plus fridges will start showing you ads. Any smart fridge, when the cover screen is idle, it will show certain themes.
That's stupid.
But it's family hub.
Can you, like, decline the software?
No.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, there's people that can, you know, install new software on it and, you know. But, you know.
Think having to have an ad blocker on your fridge, like, really?
So, like, you can get this thing that you connect to your network called the Pi Hole. It's a Raspberry Pi, and it connects straight to your network, and it pretty much blocks any fucking, you know, ad traffic whatsoever. You have to know how to actually make it, create it, and install it and use it, but you can do that. And, you know, like, once it's up and running, it just runs. It's pretty much ad blocker, but, like, nothing can actually get through. So... But yeah, Samsung is committed to the innovation and enhancing everyday value for our home appliance customers. It is offering curated advertisements on certain Samsung Family Hub refrigerator models.
That's your information being sold online.
But, you know, maybe, like, you want an ad for, you know, oh, there's new fucking Nutella flavors? Hell yeah. You know, there's a new fucking ice cream. Oh, fucking, you know, eggnog is back. Like, if that's an ad, hell yes. God.
Every time I go to the store, I look to see if it's eggnog season yet, and it's not.
October.
I know.
October 1st.
I just like buying eggnog for you because it makes you happy.
Yeah.
Wait, isn't it available at Sprouts now?
I don't go to Sprouts.
Yeah, do you think I have money? I'm married to a woman.
OMG.
With boobs.
Thank you.
Wonder.
Okay.
Not everything at Sprouts is expensive, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, the entry fee is free, you know, but, like, you know, if you want to leave, they're like, you have to pay to get out. You know, pay me right now, motherfucker. If you want to get out of this bitch. It's like, oh no, I'm trapped in here forever. It's like, forever. Now you're an employee. Congratulations. Get to work. But this is like one of my favorite stories that I've seen so far today. I'm giddy about this. Woman, 95, beat fellow nursing home residents to death with a wheelchair.
Oh my gosh, I saw this right before. Like, what the fuck? How did she beat someone to death? That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so a 95-year-old suspect is not currently facing charges because of her cognitive condition.
I was about to wonder if that was what was going on.
Yeah, so it was, you know, an 89-year-old woman living in a senior housing facility in Brooklyn was bludgeoned to death with a wheelchair. Part by a fellow resident who has dementia. You know, like, I like to imagine that, like, she, like, picked up the entire wheelchair and just, like, you know, smacking her, not just, like, taking a part off the wheelchair and, you know, killing people.
Oh, that's what I thought was happening, too.
Yeah, just, like, she just goes Hulk mode and she's like, Arr!
Well, no, all she'd have to do is just be able to, like, pick it up and, like, slam it down on her once. She's, what, 90, she's 95, so she's made out of toothpicks, right?
Yeah, but she just probably, like, took off, like, a foot piece and just started attacking people. Police say that Nina Krotskov was killed Sunday night when an argument broke out between the two women at Seagate Rehabilitation and Nursing Center in Brooklyn. The attack happened steps away from the beach inside the nursing center. The elderly victim was struck repeatedly over the head with a metal piece of the chair by a 95-year-old with dementia. It's like, you know, okay, you fucking, you know, got killed by someone that was nearly 100 years old. Doesn't even fucking show me what the wheelchair piece was. Yeah, doesn't even fucking, probably a foot piece, though. I'm going to go with that. Next story. Drug dog visiting middle school finds cocaine in teacher's wallet.
Do people keep cocaine in their wallet a lot of the times?
Usually in their pocket, in like a little baggie. But, you know, I guess you can't put,
you know how there's like Google Pay and Apple Pay?
Yeah.
One day you'll have cocaine because, you know, it's a digital wallet. So one day you can have cocaine in your digital wallet.
Oh, my God.
I mean, don't do cocaine, kids. It has fentanyl in it now. Like, just don't do, like...
No, fentanyl is the best. Oh, my God.
Fentanyl will kill you.
But so little of it will kill you.
I know, but fentanyl was the best pain control I ever had in my fucking life. I've seen a horse with a broken leg walk fine on fentanyl. That shit worked.
Oh, it was in Baton Rouge. Why would you bring a drug dog to a school in Baton Rouge, Louisiana? Okay, never mind.
This
is on the police. You shouldn't, like, go test the principal. Like, that drug dog is probably going fucking ape shit in that school. Like, dude, what the fuck? Everything is drugs.
Yeah.
Dog's, like, sitting down constantly, like, there it is.
Okay, and I'm sorry, our school teachers are underpaid, overworked, and a goddamn middle school teacher. Like, I'm perfectly fine with this, I gotta say. Like, they need fucking help.
But yeah, fucking Virginia Somers, 47 years old, was reportedly found with cocaine inside the wallet. The drugs were tested and confirmed to be cocaine. They also found fucking marijuana and pipes. She now faces possession charges for the drugs and paraphernalia. I think she's also fired.
I mean, obviously she's fired.
But it's
like, sometimes teachers just... Sometimes they're kind of like vets. You get slapped on the hands and you transfer them somewhere else.
How about this? Instead of having your drug dog at the school, fucking, you know, have the drug dog actually going out, like, and finding real drugs.
Okay, was the dog there more as, like, kind of like a police, like, little, like, demo? You know how, like, sometimes, like, people come into, like, schools and, like, talk a little bit about themselves? What if it was just kind of that thing and the dog noticed on accident?
I mean, like, good dog. I must say that.
Yes.
Fucking the best boy.
Ever.
Ever. Good boy.
Yes.
But, you know... Bad teacher. Bad, you know, leave your cocaine at home. Like, you know, if you need your cocaine...
Like, why is cocaine illegal?
Because it's a stimulant and it fucking makes people do dumb things.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, cigarettes would be illegal if they made you do dumb things. The only thing cigarettes do is make you buy more cigarettes.
Oh my God. So my coworker, we're all waiting for her to get fired because she's... Okay, so she has a brain tumor, right? And she's doing everything she can to get her in the clock so she can get money for it, okay? She has a fucking tumor. She's on a bunch of epileptic meds. And she fucking smokes every hour. Like, is that fucked up?
No, if you're gonna fucking die, fuck it. Why not go crazy?
I mean, I guess that's so. But, like, no one's even saying her, like, oh, you need to clock out for those because we're all scary. We're all worried she's gonna do something and then get us in trouble and then she can sue.
No, quite honestly, what you should go to is go to HR and
voice your
concerns, and then you guys...
So we now have, like, a part-time manager. She manages one of the other hospitals, but now she's, like, kind of covering us. And so, like, they have to go through the process of, like, the three warnings and all that kind of stuff. And she's only had one meeting with her so far.
Wow.
And we're all talking to her about, like, we literally have, like, physical records of her, like, not doing stuff or doing stuff she's not supposed to be doing. Like, we have, like, this ginormous paper trail, and her manager's not doing anything about it. She's had one meeting, and she's super busy with the other clinic. She really doesn't have time for us. That's the problem. And I can tell she's not happy about it, too.
Of course not.
We can all see she's not happy about it, and we're not happy about it either. I miss our old manager, Danny.
Yeah. But last story of the night before we get into fucking Am I the Assholes and all that shit. LimeWire acquires Fyre Festival. So, if you don't remember, Fyre Festival was this festival that, you know, got ran into the ground. It was supposed to be a cool music festival on an island. They got there. They got stranded on the island.
Which I think was hilarious.
No one fucking showed up.
Yep, even better.
People got fucked over. And, like, they you know, lost a bunch of money. And people were fucking pissed. And, like, they, you know, went after the organizer and sued him and won. And, you know, he's like, I don't got no money. And so after that, after everything was all cleared up, he tried to do it again and say it was Fyre Festival 2. We're doing it again. And they just shut it the fuck down. Like, no, you're not. We're not doing Fyre Festival 2. You already fucked up the first one. You don't get to do it again. And now LimeWire, if you don't remember back in the day, LimeWire was where you went to download all your music from.
LimeWire was fucking dope.
You know, LimeWire was, you know, the birthplace of, like, piracy and getting viruses on your computer. So people went on LimeWire, boom, 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 and you know, you either got, you know, cool music or a virus. It was like a fucking coin flip, but it was either free music or a virus. And a lot of people took that fucking, you know, coin flip, and it was great.
Yeah.
So now it's like an NFT company. You can buy, you know, LimeWire share stocks or whatever, or the LimeWire coin. I do believe it is a coin. You can buy it on Crypto Kraken, all these weird fucking sites, all these sketchy ass sites. You can buy, LimeWire token. So yeah, it's like an NFT. And you can also upload, edit, and share sizes, files of any size. You know, blah, blah, blah. All that dumbass bullshit.
Oh, so it does more stuff now.
Just not as efficient. So I'm sure you can share music. They just don't have, like, a, you know, big old central thing like Pirate Bay. I wonder if Pirate Bay is still a thing. I'm going to get a virus right now. Pirate Bay.
Still a thing. Just not as big.
Yeah, it is. PirateBay.org. That's hilarious. Yeah, it's still the same fucking thing.
Didn't they get sued?
How?
For leaking government stuff?
No.
Someone went to jail.
Oh, yeah. No, the fucking founders of Pirate Bay went to jail. But they just, it stays up. Like, it's a whole...
So it's kind of like when the government tried to ban TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, they're still trying to ban TikTok, but yeah, you can just go on Pirate Bay and, like, you know, find all the shit you ever want. You know, you can go find games, like PC games. Let's see what they have. And then you can just download, you know, the fucking torrent, which isn't the file, mind you. And you have to, like, go out of your way to then get it, like, a...
God, that's so nostalgic to see.
Uh-huh. But
God, I remember you downloaded, like, the entirety of fucking Inuyasha for me.
I still have it. Oh, your phone's going fucking crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy.
Just remind me to take my like, what, eyes. What, how did torrents work? Because I never figured it out.
Okay, so.
That way I don't forget.
Torrents worked by sending you 4 megabytes of data at a time. So pretty much everyone that had the, you know, file completed would seed it back. So, you know, you would download it from all these different people. You know, you get, you know, 4 megabytes here, 4 megabytes here, from a bunch of different people. So you're not downloading the entire thing. You're getting 4 megabytes at a time. And then, you know, your torrent, you know, client could, you know, take all these little chunks of data and, you know, reassemble them to, you know, where now it's a complete file. So you're not downloading the complete file, but at the end you end up with it. It's like teleportation, where it's like little pieces, you know, come, and then, you know, you get it at the other side. It's like, imagine taking like a bag of M&Ms, and you have like a grate, and you're like throwing one M&M through it at a time, and then somebody on the other side is, you know, has a bag, and then eventually they have a full bag of M&Ms. But, like, imagine, like, 20 people are throwing M&Ms down. And then, oh, cool, I have a bag of M&Ms. Yeah. It worked. And, you know, they didn't like it because it was a fucking gray area. And so they were like, we're going to sue you guys. Everyone that's fucking doing this. And it's like, yeah, no, you can't really do that. You know, we're not doing anything technically illegal. And if you're going to do that, you have to sue everyone here.
Yep.
and, you know, finding these people, because a lot of them would use VPNs and other browsers, would be impossible. And, you know, then these, you know, whole cases just get, you know, kind of tossed out and like, damn it. But, you know, they'd publicize, we're suing this person for piracy. And then, like, you'd go nowhere. But if you do, you know, upload an entire file, like an entire movie online, yeah, you'll get fucking popped for piracy quick. So don't do that. So LimeWire now owns Fyre Festival. We'll see what happens. I'm just waiting to see, you know, if something cool happens or if they just pirate everyone's music and, you know, play it over speakers and save a bunch of money. But now on to Am I the Asshole? By FluffyWind 2681 or 2661. Am I the asshole for not allowing my daughter to travel to India? I didn't read this story, so we're reading it together. I like the title. My daughter is 19 and studying electrical engineering. She is doing well, and I am proud of her. For context, I pay her tuition and rent so she can focus on school without needing to work part-time. She recently told me she wants to go to India over winter break with her close friend who has family there. My daughter is a white white Canadian, same thing, Caucasian, and her friend is half Brazilian and half Portuguese, but white passing. I told her absolutely not. I do not think it is safe for young women, especially white tourists in India. I have seen plenty of videos online where foreign women are swarmed by men, harassed. I do not think this is an environment I can in good conscience support her putting herself into. I'm not quite sure I believe her that her friend has relatives that actually live there, and she might be misrepresenting that. She argued that they are going to Goa, which is south, and supposedly safer, but I'm not convinced. Just because one region is safer does not mean it is safe. There are way too many risks, and if something happens, I would never forgive myself for letting her go. She is very upset, saying I'm being controlling and overprotective, and even racist. I feel like I am supporting her financially, and I should have a say in these decisions. It is not like she can just pay for the trip herself right now.
Yeah, if she can't pay for the trip herself, then really she shouldn't be going.
Yep.
So yeah.
And quite honestly, I like, I don't know. How old is she again?
19.
She's not even old enough to drink. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's like if she's not financially independent and like independent, unfortunately, I don't think she should go anyway because maturity levels and shit like that. Or like, quite honestly, the mom could do her due diligence and like look up there's safety information.
Everywhere. Let's do it
right
now,
look up
actually.
That and research it.
How safe and, like, is it for India? India's overall safety varies on region. It is generally advised to exercise increased caution or a high degree of caution. While violent crime is rare for tourists, common issues involve petty crime like pickpocketing, scams, and concerns about traffic safety due to high accident rates. Traffickers should also be aware of potentials due to terrorists, civil unrest, demonstrations. It just tells you, you know, be careful. Let's see where the, you know, yeah, they have level 2. Exercise increased caution. Level 3 is reconsider travel. 4 is do not travel.
They can't even go to the bathroom in overnight trains.
Yeah, like on the website it says rape is one of the fastest growing crimes in India. Violent crimes, including sexual assault, happen at tourist sites and other locations. Terrorists may attack with little or no warning. They target tourist locations, transportation hubs, markets and shopping malls, and government facilities. The U.S. government has limited ability to provide emergency services to U.S. citizens in rural areas. So, yeah, and then they do have, areas that do not travel to, like, armed conflict and shit like that. But, do not bring, satellite phone, GPS. Possessing a satellite phone or a GPS is illegal in India and will result in a penalty of $200,000 or jail time up to 3 years. Okay, so that's good to know. Holy shit. No GPS. Do not travel alone, especially if you're a woman.
Yeah. Like, quite honestly, I looked it up, and just, like, within March this year, two women were gang raped, and a male, they were all together as a group with other tourists, and a male tourist was later found dead.
So
they were gang raped, and someone died.
So parent of this post, no, you're not an asshole. Just, like, sometimes it's, like, best practice to, let them fuck around and find out. This is not one of those times. Do not let your daughter go out and fuck around and find out.
Nope.
Just be like, no. Especially if you're fucking paying. You'll never forgive yourself if, your daughter never comes home because you're not Liam Neeson and you do not have a specific set of skills to go, bring her back. So.
Yeah.
There. And, this one is wild. This is relationship advice by Wacky Camp. My husband, 50 male, wants to divorce me, 50 female, because I got a tattoo. It's a fucking long-ass story, so I'll just give you the TLDR because we're running out of time. TLDR, I got a tattoo to honor my late mother. He says he begged me not to do it, and now he can't look at me or be with me. Despite all the things I've begged him that haven't been important to him. Honestly, you got a fucking tattoo that you wanted. He told you not to do it, and he's being controlling and shit.
Some people, like, tattoos are just, like, the worst possible thing to them. And while I do not understand that, I see that so many times. And so, for some people, it is just complete irrationality where, like, once someone's got that, like, they cannot see past it. And I'm sorry OP is with someone like that.
I mean, if I got a tattoo of, like, a swastika on my chest, like, would you be okay with that?
Yeah. No.
Exactly. No. Certain tattoos are just, like, what the fuck? No. But, I saw this story not too long ago. Of this chick that got a tattoo, of, like, OP's fucking dead brother. Like, on her shoulder. Like, the brother, like, died in, like, a motorcycle accident. And, like, they were best friends. And so, like,
mm-hmm.
His, like, fiance was like, I'm gonna get a tattoo of... Didn't tell him. And he just got the tattoo of his, like, face.
Wait, what?
Yeah, of the dead brother's face. Yeah, like, on her...
Okay, I was okay with it until... No, the face? What? No.
Well, it wasn't, like, the dead face. It was, like, his alive face.
No, obviously, but no. If it had been, like, his name or something, that'd be different. But his face?
Yeah, like a portrait of him, like, on the shoulder.
That's different, unfortunately.
It's really weird.
Yeah. And no one wants to fuck their partner and accidentally look their sibling in the face.
The dead sibling.
The tattoo. Yeah, the dead sibling, too.
Yeah, so, yeah. And what I find, like, hilarious and fucked up is they broke up. So now this chick has to, go around the rest of her life with, like, a dude's, like, her ex-fiance's dead brother on her
shoulder.
Did
she sleep with the dead brother?
No.
How do we know?
They barely even knew each other.
How do we know that? She was fucking him.
No.
Yes, she was.
In that story, no, she was not. Like, they were hella far away. It's like, you know, my brothers.
It's like, yeah, that's even weirder.
It's like, you know, like, you have no access to either of my brothers right now, so.
Well, yeah.
Because they're hella far away, so.
But and if I needed to get a hold of them, I could.
Would not get a tattoo, like.
I'm not getting anyone's face tattooed on me.
Yeah.
There's things I'm not going to get tattooed on my body, and faces are one of them.
So. But, yeah,
cat
I mean.
Cat face maybe differently.
But, yeah, I mean, work it out, you know, hopefully. But, you know, apparently.
This dude's a loser. Oh my god, both of her parents were hospitalized and he did nothing to support her. And then after she was sad about it, he was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Oh my god.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, go ahead and get a divorce. I mean, you're only 50.
Okay,
like,
I'm
50.
Sorry you've been stuck with this person for so long.
50 is a new 30. You know, get a divorce. Fucking.
Probably wouldn't even dye her hair color, different hair color if she wanted.
You'd be surprised. Fucking, you know, older people are horny as fuck and looking for love. And, you know, you'll. Like, women always fucking land on their feet. It's crazy. Unless they're crazy. So. But that's it for this week. We'll go and end it there. We're back on our normal shit. We'll be back next week with some more nonsense. Hopefully nothing crazy happens this week. We didn't even get to talk about the whole event that we just went to. We'll probably talk about that
oh,
next.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're just like a whole... two-way event that my wife did not care about at all. She's like,
do you want to read the text? Do you want me to read the text I sent to Courtney?
What?
Okay, so my favorite one was, oh my god, chewing on a cheap cut of steak knowing I have better at home. And then my second favorite was, there was a lady on the other side of the table that clearly was also dragged here by her husband and we keep rolling eyes at each other.
Oh my god.
I invited you to come out to a nice thing.
I had fun. I got to eat good food, and my husband cut my steak for me, which made me feel very pretty.
And, you know, I like to support, you know, the people that are, you know, out there fighting for my rights and actually suing the government and, you know, taking care of business. That way I can still enjoy my fucking freedoms and the things that I like.
Yeah, and I was there for the food.
Oh
and I got
God.
Wine out of it, so...
But what was awful is we were sitting front and center.
Oh, my God. We were totally sitting front and center. Like, every time I got up, I had to walk all the way around the banquet room because I didn't want to walk in front of the stage or walk in front of people who were trying to look at the stage.
Yeah, it's like, you know, boom. Like, I'm like, I paid for, like, a normal ticket. And, like, there's people that paid, like, $1,000 for a table. You know, and they got sat like way in the back.
Yeah, no, that's fucked. I agree.
I'm like,
you.
Those people should have been like right up front. Like, they should have gotten like the front tables. But it's like, nope. We're just like, hey, here you guys go. You know, table number 5, front and center. And I didn't win the raffle, god damn it.
I know, and you had 6 entries.
6 chances to win out of like, you know, 6,000.
Oh my god, and then we had the paddles, and so I wrote, I love my wife on the paddle, but instead of love, I had like a big heart, and then Alex raced outside with the heart to make it look like a dick.
And then I left the paddle there, too.
Oh good, I was hoping you would. I want
yeah,
someone else to see that.
Did not erase it at all.
Someone's going to come across it, and they're either going to be like, that's a good married couple, or they're going to be like, we need to burn this.
A good married couple.
Yeah.
Fucking Republicans have a great sense of humor. But yeah, we'll be back next week and, you know, all that same shit. You know how it goes. All right. Bye.